welcome to Vista Talks, interesting discussions with interesting people from all around the world. I am your host for today, Maria Roa, and I am delighted to invite you to this holiday special episode that I usually do every year with Simon Hodgkins, here our other co-hosts for Vista Talks, where we like to catch up and remember some of the best episodes. Well, I don't like to say best because I really think all of them have something special. We talk about different topics with different people from all type of industries, but maybe the ones that have caught our attention more. So I don't know, Simon, would you like to start? Would you like to let us know one episode that you remember best?
It's very hard to pick out a couple of people in the time that we have allocated. And I think you covered it though, Maria, right? I mean, they're all great in their own way. They all offer value. I suppose the ones that spring to mind for me, and a particularly interesting topic as we record this, because AI has been everywhere, hasn't it? And
yeah,
we have discussed quite a lot of AI-related topics. But some of the ones that were particularly of interest to me were maybe on the healthcare, the wellness side of things. I remember, for example, when I spoke with Niall O'Driscoll. He's the Chief Executive Officer of VStream Health. And they're doing some fascinating sort of patient-centric virtual reality work. And it's really showing results. And they're getting some very, very interesting results from their customers, from the patient side of things, and all in this VR environment. So that was a particularly interesting episode. That was episode 119, if people want to go back and check it. And in a similar vein, it was wonderful talking to Elliot Rayner, who's the Chief Marketing Officer of an organization that provides, I suppose, what started off as sort of running wearables that actually go into the sportswear shoe that give you real-time feedback on your exercise and healthcare and wellness. But that has since gone out from just the sportswear type of footwear into, you know, more wider applications for walking and health in general. So I thought that was particularly interesting too. That was episode 123.
Yeah, now that you're talking about AI, I like to mention also that it is not Vista Talks, but we have done three very interesting Think Global Forum roundtables that have gone around this topic. So if someone wants to watch them, we also have those videos. But there was this episode that I recorded with Dave Ruan. He's the marketing director at XDM International. And we did discuss a bit about language technology tools, you know, the importance of findings, but we also talk about AI and how AI has become a game changer for every industry. And localization obviously is no exception, you know. Dave and I talk about the impact that AI has had so far in the localization industry. And he gave us actually some food for thought. So I think people should listen to that episode. He talked about some opportunities, some challenges, but he emphasized in the importance of human expertise and cultural contexts. So there you go. Another episode that I think our audience needs to watch if they didn't yet.
Yeah, and in a similar vein, we caught up with Edith Bendemarker, and I had a great chat with Edith. She's the Director of Globalization Strategy and Localization Operations at a global organization called NetApp. And it was interesting to understand some of the challenges and opportunities in the wider globalization area, particularly in this area of AI, new technologies, and how things are evolving. So that one, I suppose, spring to mind. And yeah, the three panels we did over on the Think Global Forum channel on AI and content and localization. We had some great speakers there. That's definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. And you started talking about Niall O'Driscoll and life sciences, and it came to my mind another episode that we also did about around life sciences with Olga Van Grolohler. I think it was episode 127. She's a senior global regulatory intelligence and advocacy manager at Boston Scientific. I think that episode, Simon, that was super interesting. I was super jealous that you were the one interviewing her because you guys were talking about medical device industry, how it stands at the intersection of healthcare and technology, you know, and how all that was like pushing the boundaries of what's possible. I remember I was talking to you about the pressing need for a comprehensive structural reform within the European health policies debate, and that was really interesting. I think there is a lot to talk about it, and I bet in 2024 we're going to talk more about all these medical device regulation and what it's coming with it.
Yeah, and I also spoke to another person, maybe I'll just mention here, that was Emma Sherry. And Emma's with IBEC, but also the Irish MedTech Association. And we sort of continued the discussion after my discussion with Olga that you kindly mentioned at Boston Scientific. And I think there's an awful lot here, but it's the coming together, isn't it, of technology, artificial intelligence in some cases, regulation, government regulations, and of course, customer requirements. And what does the patient need, or what does a company need to compete on a global scale? So it all kind of came together in those areas. And I suppose whether it's more medical and more healthcare and more life sciences focused, it still has a huge technology trend running right through that conversation, even though they were sort of more focused around regulations.
Yeah, you guys were talking about how there was like a need to elevate the industry's concerns and work collaboratively towards solutions. I mean, you guys were engaged into a very interesting conversation about recognizing structural issues, pushing for global convergence and digital health. I mean, I really invite 100% our audience to listen to this episode and the Emma Sherry one that you just mentioned.
Well, and thanks very much. The one I'd mentioned that you hosted, which I thought was really good, was the Women in Localization one. And I know we've had Women in Localization on the show before, but it was a particular poignant time to do it because they were celebrating, weren't they, 15 years of the organization. So it was great to get Anna and Sylvia and Eva. And I know you had a great conversation with them about that. And it was sort of around the time of Lock World, Localization World, and also this event that they were doing as well. But an incredible celebration to sort of mark the 15 years. So I maybe add that one as well, because that one was definitely a really great one.
Yeah, that one was really good, actually. And it was great to be able to talk to the three of them because they're amazing women working in this industry. So yeah, I was honored to be the one doing that one. I also enjoyed very much this year talking to Alfonso González Bartolesis. That was episode 110. He is the localization manager at Sinch, but he is also CEO at Translators. And in his episode, he talked about SEO and marketing content. And maybe because, you know, we are marketing people, I did really enjoy that conversation. He shared some tips to improve localization processes, how he develops this SEO requirements within the business. And I thought that was great, you know, but he also went farther and he talked about how he created from scratch the localization department at Sinch. And I think that was also very interesting for like many people in our audience.
No, that was a great one. It was great to hear from Alfonso on that topic and all the great work that he's doing at Sinch, but also the wider topic that you got into there. Always great to hear. But there are so many people, Maria, and I know we always struggle at that sort of end of year wrap up because it's hard, you know, I mean, the people that spring to mind, like we had a great conversation with Karen Jones from Denison just on consulting and culture. Anne-Marie Colliander-Lind, you had a great conversation with Anne-Marie. You know, Angelica Pally, so many great conversations.
Which was the last episode
we recorded this year. Yeah, Mimi Moore was great. Annette Lawler, of course. A lot of people will know Annette Lawler from the industry. But, you know, Lee Demsner, you know, somebody that we've worked a lot with. Great to hear from all these people. But whether it was talking about content, people like Beth Dunn talking about best practice in content, whether it was talking about events with somebody like Caroline Miley, whether it was getting into the localization analytics and everything that's happening over at Qualtrics with somebody like Pedro. Just great conversations that I've really enjoyed. And I suppose if I was going to throw in the last one, I'd say It's wonderful to catch up with Alex Burnett as well. And Alex is kind of, he runs the masterclass program of the Localization Institute. And he's also the co-producer, along with Dave Ruan, who you mentioned you did an episode with, of something called the Process Innovation Challenge, or PIC, as it's known to people that attend Lockworld. And it was great to catch up with everything that's going on in his world too.
Yeah, I think you're right. The greatest thing, or thing that I like the best about Visa Talks and doing these little interviews to people, is that there is not one like the other. They're like, everyone is different. They all teach me different things whenever I talk to them. I learn so much from each of them, and it's different industries, you know, like different topics. And I think that's the best of it. You always get to learn something new.
Yeah, 1 minute you're talking to somebody like Catherine Reed, who's, you know, experienced in 150 different countries. She's been in the industry over 25 years. And you're talking everything about international and maybe Asia markets.
Asia, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next breath, you're talking to a psychologist like Dr. Simon Moore and somebody like that, who's talking about sort of psychological strategies from his own sort of consultancy and vantage point. So,
and then medical regulations with Olga. I mean, like, it's all.
Yeah, it's all in there. So, anybody who's got an interest, a passion for international business, culture, of course, localization, but also technology and where we're all sort of moving to, because it all seems to be coming together. There's some great episodes, and there's definitely something there for everybody. And we love doing them, right?
We do.
All righty. Well, look, it's been another great year, Maria. Thanks to you, and thank you to everybody who supports us, because we have people that follow us on Spotify now. We have people on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, and we have people on our YouTube channel, and people that visit us on the website. And, you know, we hear from people who listen to us in the gym, on their morning walk, in an afternoon. We hear from lots of people, and we get great feedback from all over the world, really, don't we?
We do. But listen, if there is anyone who's listening to us and would like to do an episode, please let us know. Write to us. We are always up to interview new people. We already have quite a few lined up for 2024. A few of them are already recorded, so be ready for it. And but, you know, we're always up to knowing, getting to know new people. So go for it if you think you can be our next Business Talk guest. And I think that would be all, apart from saying have a great holiday to all our audience. I mean, Simon, would you like to say anything else?
Well, I'd just like to mention two people as well. I'd like to mention Daniela and Emily behind the scenes.
Please.
Although we're front of camera, which can be a good thing and a bad thing depending on your viewpoint, but because it's you and I that sort of people see and listen to
it.
But Daniela and Emily, I think, do a wonderful job here behind the scenes on the Vista Talks team. And obviously anybody who's done podcasts or produced media takes a lot of effort really behind the scenes, and it's just wonderful to work with such great people who pour so much passion and interests and effort into producing this series. You know, it was wonderful that we won a gold award as well for the podcast not too long ago, and it's really wonderful. But I suppose ultimately I'd like to thank everybody who continues to listen, continues to support us, continues to watch us now, and you know, we've got a lot planned for 2024. It's going to be exciting. But thank you, Maria. It's been wonderful to catch up today and just share a few thoughts on the year that was and the year ahead.
Yeah. And as you say, we already started 2024, but there's a long way to go. And it's going to be just better than this year, if that is possible. So, well, that was the end of today's show. So thank you so much, Simon, for sharing your best episodes. Please make sure to tune in again to see and or to listen to the next Visa Talk show, where we will be discussing more interesting topics with interesting people from all around the world. Happy holidays to everyone.